Welcome to today's deep dive. We've got a pretty fascinating stack of research in front of us today.
Yeah, it's a really big one.
It really is. And our mission today is to unpack this massive new report on the American accountability gap. Basically, we're looking at exactly why wildly popular political reforms just perpetually stall out in Washington.
Right. And before we jump in, just a quick note.
Oh, yeah, the disclaimer. So our sources today cover some highly politically charged topics. They pull from both left-wing and right-wing perspective.
And we want to be super clear. We are not taking sides or endorsing any viewpoints here.
Exactly. We're just impartially reporting the facts and the ideas straight from the original research. So, okay, let's unpack this. I have a contradiction from the data that, honestly, it absolutely blew my mind.
Lay it on me.
Right. So 87% of Americans want congressional term limits.
Which is a massive, across-the-board bipartisan agreement.
Huge. But keep in mind, Congress itself was sitting at this dismal 15% approval rating in late 2025.
Really bad.
But yet, despite everyone seemingly hating the job they're doing, a staggering 97% of congressional incumbents who ran for re-election in 2024 actually won.
Yeah.
Like, how is that mathematically possible?
I mean, it sounds like a glitch in the matrix, right?
Totally.
But it actually comes down to a well-documented concept called Fennow's paradox. Essentially, voters absolutely despise Congress as a collective institution, but they tend to really like, or at least tolerate, their own specific representative.
Ah, so it's that classic, you know, everyone else's guy is the problem, but my guy is fine mentality.
Exactly. And politicians know this, so they exploit it beautifully. They literally run for Congress by running against Congress.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the strategy is to go home, blame Washington for being a broken, corrupt system, but then remind you that they secured funding for that new highway in your district.
So it completely shields them from the national fallout.
Yeah.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting, because once they survive that election and get back to Washington, the game itself seems perfectly rigged to protect them.
It really does.
I was looking at the stat in the report. Out of 435 House races in 2024, only 18 were considered true toss-ups. Why is that number so incredibly low?
Well, that lack of competition is driven heavily by geographic sorting and partisan gerrymandering.
Right.
When the general election is essentially decided before the voting even starts, the primary elections become the only actual contests.
And primary voters are usually the most zealous.
Exactly, which heavily incentivizes extreme partisanship. If you compromise, you lose your primary.
Wow. So the system actually punishes them for working together.
It absolutely does. And what's fascinating here is how that extreme partisanship gets locked in by internal gatekeeping.
Like what?
Well, there is an unwritten practice in the House called the Hastert Rule. It dictates that the Speaker won't even bring a bill to the floor for a vote unless a majority of the majority party supports it.
Wait, so even if a vast bipartisan majority of the entire House wants to pass a popular reform, it can just be blocked?
Yep. A small, highly partisan faction within the ruling party can effectively veto it before it ever sees the light of day.
Crazy.
And we can't ignore outside influence either. The report cites research by Martin Gielens and Benjamin Page showing that policy adoption overwhelmingly favors economic elites and special interests over the average citizen.
Right, because powerful lobbies invest heavily in the status quo.
Exactly. They build relationships with long-serving incumbents and fight tooth and nail against any reforms that might disrupt their access.
But if they're constantly looking out for special interests, how do they avoid public backlash on things like giving themselves a raise?
By engineering loopholes right into the rules. Take the 1989 Ethics Reform Act. It made lawmakers pay raises ministerial and automatic.
Wait, they just put the perks on autopilot.
Pretty much, tying them to private sector wages. They get a raise by default without ever having to take a politically risky vote on the record.
That is wild.
Or look at the Anti-Deficiency Act. It's an old law that dictates what government functions must stop when funding expires. But over time, politicians have weaponized it.
Using the threat of government shutdowns as routine leverage.
Exactly, to force massive backroom deals, completely bypassing standard accountability.
And trying to change those fundamental rules to fix all this means dealing with the Constitution's Article V amendment process, which is an incredibly high hurdle by design.
Very high.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, who just wants a functional government?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this stable dysfunction directly impacts your daily life. It means the system is perfectly insulated against the changes you actually want.
Right.
It blocks favored policies, ignores pressing fears like inflation and the national debt. And through those uncompetitive districts, it effectively neutralizes your vote. The system isn't broken, it's functioning exactly as it was designed to, for self-preservation.
To sum it up, when you combine that institutional insulation, procedural gatekeeping like the Hastert rule, and the nearly impossible hurdle of Article V, you get an absolute fortress protecting incumbents.
This raises an important question. The report briefly mentions state-level experiments trying to bypass this stagnation.
Like the Alaska model.
Exactly, which uses nonpartisan primaries and ranked choice voting to break the partisan gridlock.
Right.
So if the federal system is perfectly engineered to protect incumbents, can systemic reform ever truly come from within Washington? Or is localized state-level disruption the only real way to hack the accountability gap?
That is a lot to chew on. We will leave you to ponder that exact question as we wrap up today's deep dive.